dope shit. They got lights and shit. Yeah, I like when they put the lights on. I like when they put the lights on. Yeah, they ain't want to put the lights on the fat nigga the whole time. You heard? They put the light on one fat nigga every 5 years.
And now you got it, baby.
It's
what's
my
up?
Turn.
What's up?
Who was the last one?
Rick Ross.
I didn't give him a fat no more.
Me neither, they say.
That's what's going to happen when the light come on here?
No, yeah, bro, I lost him. I was big as a motherfucker last year when I interviewed y'all.
Yeah, you did. You did get slimmer. You did get slimmer. You look good.
I lost like 50
something. You look good.
Hell yeah, this nigga lost weight.
You look good.
Like 50.
And still eating good.
Oh, yeah, I eat what I want. Sometimes.
You been to the gym?
Hell no.
It's all about diet.
It's all about diet.
Huh? Yeah, that's great.
Hey.
Can I put merch in?
I don't have little feet. I don't buy all the sneakers.
I don't buy baby shoes, everything.
Give me the whole rack.
You heard?
I'm like a 10 already. You heard?
Beard.
Yeah, with a beard. Fuck you talking about? They don't got no sympathy for me. This nigga the same age.
Check, check.
This nigga the same exact going? Age. Talking
him. Check, check, check.
With no facial.
Check, 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 check.
Yo, can I get some red sheets, please? You get the right ones. Somebody. That ain't
no, them hoes is in the car.
Sonny, what's up, man?
Damn, bro. Levy, you can't do it.
Can I go out of the car?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you got
that.
That's what I was talking about. That's exactly what I was talking about. And then they had the suede blue joints, too.
Shit, what's up?
Shit, man. How are you doing? Trying to bring the same energy that you bring, man. Like I said, man, you look good, man.
Appreciate you.
Success look good on you.
Hey, you like that one?
You
like that one?
Yeah, like DJ Khaled.
He just smiled. He was like, damn.
This nigga right here, crazy. Shit, I'm ready. Let's get to it. Let's talk our shit.
Let's talk our shit.
Weed and whiskey. I don't want none of that whiskey shit. I smoked the weed up with you niggas.
That shit'll have you. That shit'll have you good the next day.
Nah, I could put you on some good ass whiskey. That's a fact. That's
yo,
a fact.
Whiskey was just some shit I thought cowboys drank. Whiskey.
It's a goddamn Western.
So you never seen a black cowboy?
Hell no. Except for that dude that be with Chuck Norris.
Oh, Chuck I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He trash. He get it. You heard? Oh, get his ass whooped. Chuck Norris fucked the whole bar up. And he's somewhere laying out every time.
But you don't know they ain't gonna never let the black man shine like that.
Shit. If I was in there, I would have started improvising.
What you have been doing? What you
have
been doing?
I would have been doing karate and shit like Chuck Norris. Y'all ain't gonna keep letting me get my ass whooped.
It'd been like Karate Kid on part
especially
three.
Especially like after the 10th year, they probably about to cancel y'all anyway. He's gonna I would have shot my shot at some point. Fuck that.
Like, fuck, I'm gonna be more than just a background character
what?
At some
I
point.
I would have slid across the pool table, kicked the motherfucker. Get off, Chuck.
Like, that's not the scene.
You gotta make an impact, baby. Improv.
Oh my God, man.
Improv.
I love the energy that you're bringing, man.
Every time you come here, well, last time you came here, the energy here was crazy.
That nigga,
yeah, yeah.
Your energy is, yeah. It fucking takes over a fucking room, yo, on some real shit, yo. I feel like as you go on, life is starting to be like, you're like a kid in a candy store when it comes to this shit. It's just easy pickings, and you're just having fun with it at this point.
Man, behind the scenes, this shit be kicking my ass, man.
Word.
You heard, but I'm grateful, though.
What's
when I do get the chance to get in front of the camera, despite whatever going on, I try to bring that good energy. You know what I mean? Because I'm here to motivate my folks.
Facts.
I remember last time we had a conversation, you was talking about how hard Benny worked and how it motivated you. Still to this day. And make you feel like if you got to work 10 times harder.
Man, I just left Buffalo for recording with that nigga. We left the studio every day, 6, 7 in the morning.
Oh, see, that nigga's up all night.
Yeah, I mean,
all
night. And then it's like, one day I was the first motherfucker in there. The next person was Benny. When the door opened, I ain't expected to be that dude. Like, you feel what I'm saying? He right. The rich one.
And that nigga there first, yeah, and
like,
he there last.
Yeah, like, that dude don't fuck around.
That's motivation.
And it's like, I get the perfect person to study under because there's nobody really around here that I can learn that shit from.
So, would you say you one of the hardest working men in show business right now?
I'm the hardest working nigga since James Brown.
Since James Brown?
Since James Brown?
Hell yeah. That nigga did splits till he was 80.
The nigga still, facts. That's a fact.
Yeah, he really did that?
Yeah, he was still doing splits and touring and everything.
Oh, speeding that shit up.
Hell yeah.
Hold on, stop. That shit don't stop, bro. Patti LaBelle and them still out here, bro. I work hard like them, man. How you fucking around?
So what makes you feel like your work ethic separates it from everybody else around here?
But the proof is in the pudding.
Okay. I like that. You got the accolades to back it up.
I'm the biggest, nigga.
I feel like today is kind of like what you call base day. Like I said earlier, today's like base day. It's like
a ghetto holiday.
Soon it's going to be a fucking statewide holiday soon. Honestly, I feel like you the nigga that deserve the key to the fucking state.
You deserve the key to the
state. You don't want the key to the state?
I want the key to my hood.
So if you got the key to your hood, what's the first thing you would do to change it?
Talk to the folks. You got to talk to the folks.
Elaborate. Elaborate.
I was going to say, what you going to tell them?
No, they going to tell me.
Oh, so you just want to hear what the folks is going,
yeah,
what's going on with them.
To the people, you feel what I'm saying? The people know what the fuck is going on in their own communities and what need to be fixed in their own communities.
That's facts.
You feel what I'm saying? So I take the time first to just listen to see what people are saying and what they feel like can be improved on. But then I'll work from there.
Facts.
You really are a man of the people because even when you come in here, you dap everybody up and say what up to everybody in the room. That's something different.
Yeah, everybody here for a reason, though. Like, you feel what I'm saying? And motherfuckers could not be here. They could be somewhere else.
That's fine.
And I'm appreciative of that because I could be doing some other shit that I really don't want to do at this point in my life.
I mean, is there anything else other than music at this point?
Nah, hell no.
Because this is the plan A, B, and to Z.
Man, I ain't no little nigga. I'm grown. I got bills and shit. This shit. Like, facts. If this shit don't work, then I'm in the field.
Back to where it started?
I ain't going back to where it started, so this is going to work.
Okay, I respect that. This is what I love about you because you're not afraid to talk about where you come from because you know you're never going to go back there.
I don't give a fuck about that shit. They can have that. I don't want it no more.
It's not you. No, it's shit. Just a part of what made you who you are today.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm a rapper now.
But I got to ask this, though. Would you feel like jail played a big part in your personality and who you are today?
Hell yeah. I spent a lot of time there. So, like, you learn shit from there that you take with you.
What was your pastime in jail?
Reading.
So you love reading?
Yeah, I read everything in that motherfucker.
Favorite book?
That's hard. Because I like a lot of different.
You don't got to be on one favorite.
Shit. Were you a big reader before?
Always been a reader. Like, I get that shit from my mom and my grandma.
Honestly, I always wanted. I have to ask this as well too, because when we first talked about it, you talked about how your mom was very big on part of you making it, especially when it came to that cusp of when you are gonna make it and the circumstances that your mom was in, and for you to still persevere through all of that and still be on top. What is your reflections on that today now?
Shit, I'm my mother's son. Like, I mean, I'm designed a certain way, so it is what it is. Mm. Yeah, I mean, my mother made a monster.
She's still with you up to this day, no matter what.
Of course, she's still the ringleader. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm running with the game she gave me.
Facts.
So, you know, it's just up to me to take it to the top for her.
Nah, as a mother's boy, I love hearing shit like that, man, because I lost my mom too. And to hear how somebody can still connect back to their mom, and no matter how big they get, again, it's another reflection on you, on who you are as a person, because you're still fucking human at the end of the day. Like, no matter how big you get, no matter where success take you, you can always come back to home, and everybody can always come talk to you about what's going on, and you're always going to make time for them. And I feel like that's what separates you from the outside from a lot of other people.
These people scared. A lot of them ain't even really from around here. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they from around here and they music. Mm. Like, I be around here when I'm not
So they don't live the life that they're talking about at all.
It ain't even about living the life. Like, I don't want nothing to do with none of that at this point either, but I'm not scared of the people. I go where I want to go. Like, if the people congregating and I decide I want to go, me and the team going to go. Facts. I don't got to be on the flyer and no shit like that. If I want to go to that party, like, sometimes I'd be busy. If I'm not, I might go somewhere and I'm accessible to the people.
You so feel what I'm saying? I got to ask this. When you go to this party, is niggas charging you at the door?
No,
they better not.
I call whatever. I could call whatever promoter and just like, yo.
And if they are charging you at the door, are you even going to try to pay?
No, I'm not paying for shit. I'm the biggest.
Honestly, you shouldn't even have to call the promoter to even fucking.
Because like niggas don't be knowing I be in town or what, or like you feel what I'm trying to say. I shit, nigga, I don't need a parking space. All that at this point, like okay. You get me right. Like make sure
facts. Make sure I'm got
out front.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, like okay. I respect that.
You know what? I do feel that vibe.
That's celebrity shit. Yeah, right there, celebrity. That's how you're supposed to treat me, dog. I ain't supposed to go out of my way for you to say I'm in here, nigga. You're gonna benefit off the fact that I'm in here. Make it easy accessible for me.
Now the promoter, show me love. Shout out to them.
I always got to show love to the promoter.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like I don't really pay for shit. If I do, it's like I don't give a fuck. Like I came for that. Like some people just to support. I got people that support me that spend their money with me that don't have to.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So like I do that when I feel like it.
I seen a saying, I try to embody it into how I go about my life, where there was like, when you go to your friends, you shouldn't ask for a discount. You're supposed to want to pay twice as much just because they're your friend.
Shit, if I ask my friends for the discount, that mean I need it.
Fuck that. Don't mean that shit, fuck that.
That's who I'm going to ask for the discount. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to the homies, man.
So, speaking about showing love, what about some white queens?
Nah. Hold up, before you go there, man. I gotta say this. Let me introduce the podcast first, man. Welcome to Weed and Whiskey Podcast, man. The best motherfucking podcast in Connecticut. Honestly, this man needs no motherfucking introduction, but I am gonna say one thing to introduce him. The biggest since Camby.
Say that.
That's all I gotta say, man. This man, as soon as he walked into the room, from the day we met him and up to this day, he continues to take over every single fucking room that he's in. Everybody stop what they're doing just to say what up to him, just to acknowledge him, to show him love. And again, I love saying things like this. It's a reflection on who he is as a person, because we need more people who's going to always connect back to the people. And when you get more resourceful, you always want to be in a position to give back to the people. Right. And you can't give back to the people haphazardly without understanding what they actually need. Now you're just trying to be the nigga to say, I gave back to the people. And that's not you.
Yeah, nah, I don't care about none of that. Like, I'm from the people, like, for real. Like, I'm of the people.
You are the people.
So it's like, I ain't in it for that. Like, I ain't in it, like, to get credit for nothing and no shit like that. Behind the scenes, I'm actually damn near an activist.
You're a fucking activist?
Like, I stop a lot of shit from happening, if I can.
So if you see niggas in the hood fighting, if you see niggas in the hood fighting.
Not to that extent, like, but I know sometimes where people be having little issues that I probably could intervene in before they become something serious.
Because you know what your word means.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and I use that influence when I can. Why not? Like,
okay,
that's what I'm here for.
All right, now back to what he said. Now, these white queens, though.
That's the rap, man. That's fucking hood rap. We selling white queens, man.
So not in real life?
I don't sell white queens.
No, I'm not talking about selling it. In a real life, you don't love your white queens.
You don't know white queens. It's a chess piece.
It's a chess piece? What's the logic behind it, if you can spill the sauce?
Nah, it's just like, it's just a clever wordplay, bro. Shock value shit.
So rumors say that one of them white queens almost got you, my guy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Yo, it's really like, yo, nigga, like it's really a drug. It's really a drug reference. You know what I mean? It's really a drug reference. Damn, where white queen almost got me. White queen had me under pressure. I remember that.
That'd be damn if you got one of them white queens, my nigga. That'd be crazy. That'd be a story to tell.
Nah, man, niggas go crazy after they go to the Kardashian house.
When niggas go skiing in Vermont?
I can't ski, my leg's back.
Sit by the fire in the cabin.
Shit, I might sled. Slide down, man, let me sit down and push me down that motherfucker. I could roll off with it.
I'm in control.
Hell yeah, I know what I'm doing. I can't ski though, not on these legs.
So, is street code still built into you and how you move?
Yeah, I would say that, in a sense.
So how do you feel about...
I take a lot of stuff from the streets and I use it in the business world, though.
Because street world is the business world.
And exactly.
The business world
you
is
feel
the street
what I'm
world.
Saying? So yeah, it's like anyway. A lot of shit that I understand about business is because I understand certain shit about the streets. You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
So it's, you know.
So that's why that shit don't intimidate you when it comes to that shit.
Consequences
are
different, though.
I ain't worried about it like the streets, though, bro. Like, I don't want to be a street nigga. No, none of that shit.
I'm
no
talking
more.
About the business world. I'm
no,
talking about
the business
world.
The business shit, I ain't worried about that. Like, I sold drugs. Like, I could definitely sell some CDs.
Ain't no consequences for selling CDs.
Hell yeah. I better figure it out.
Damn, man. So, how do you feel about the way the whole snitching thing is changing, especially in the whole industry?
It's not
thing,
changing.
Right? So, or do you feel like it's the people who's changing how they
the
feel about snitching?
It's street people gonna feel how they feel, then other people gonna feel how they feel.
Because Funk Flex just said he's gonna
put
6ix9ine
music,
back in rotation.
I don't give a fuck what Funk Flex said.
So you still
I don't give
you...
a fuck what 6ix9ine talking about either, man. Like, I don't know about none of that shit. Like, they stay over there. Like, I'm in a different world.
Because they say the younger kids, they're basically
they
snitching in their music more and more
now. They don't care anymore.
They're going to snitch in the music. Like, that's just what they do. But that don't mean you got snitch in real life. But, like, but still, like, I don't know these niggas, bro. Like, I'm trying to do my shit and stay away from them niggas. You got to stay away from these niggas, bro.
Hold on. I had something, man. Real quick. Oh, what does it mean to you to be a good leader to your friends?
It means a lot because then it made my friends better. You know what I mean? And then when you understand your responsibility to your people, it make you better. Mm. So it worked, like steel sharpens steel.
Do your friends know when to lead?
Hell yeah. Everybody around me is a leader.
And do your friends know when to follow?
Everybody around me is a leader, and probably being a leader is the know when to follow. I'll probably be the one that don't know when to follow.
Would you say that's more of an ego side or just more of a...
I don't give a fuck.
Alpha.
I don't. Like, sometimes just be in go mode, so I just be, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
it's more of a tunnel vision.
Yeah,
thing.
Like, that'd be like for me. So then sometimes, like, I may not follow protocol because I'm just on go, you feel what I'm saying? But it ain't not any sign I'm working on.
So being a leader is just something that's instilled into you. It's just something I just come as second nature.
Yeah.
What do you use to measure your standards of a good leader, especially when it comes to your group?
A leader got good followers.
I see. I respect
A leader is a reflection of their followers. You feel what I'm saying? So when I see like people I break bread with doing shit outside of me, that's phenomenal. You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
Then I know I'm doing my part.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. You heard? Because it ain't about like stagnating nobody just to this. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Because like I got a bigger vision than just this. So I expect them to have that too.
Because what's the point of having? Because to me, I have been seeing, I like motivational shit. I've been seeing a lot of shit people saying, I seen one thing saying, if my friends can't teach me how to make money or to bring income, then I don't need them around me as well too. So your friends have to be able to put you in a better position, or else to me, they're useless around you. They're just trying to benefit off what you're doing for yourself already. That's just how I look at that.
That makes sense too, but like I come from an environment sometimes we don't know.
Okay.
So sometimes I got to teach my friends certain shit.
You got to be that person to be.
Oh, yeah. Like, I got to teach my friends certain stuff. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, we really don't know. And
you are the first
one.
And
I know that because I come from there, too. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
And so like, they can't teach you certain things. You already know that, though. And it's all right. But you.
So it's like, you know, but we fast learners and we adapters where I come from. So we figure it out quick.
So you're like the nigga who graduated from college first.
Hell yeah. Niggas ain't deal like. What I'm doing, like, you feel what I'm saying, to like to this level, you feel what I'm saying? So it's trial and error for me. I'm learning as I go along too.
So even with your success, do you still feel like you've made it, or you feel like you still have
make
some...
I ain't successful. I'm getting there. I'm working on it.
What's your definition of success?
Right, y'all know I'm gonna be acting nasty.
Oh, just to humble you.
I guess you could say that. Whatever. But I'm gonna be acting nasty. You'll know when I be cheating. They gonna know when it hit. You feel what I'm saying? They gonna know when it hit.
So basically you are the chosen one.
Y'all gonna know when it hit.
Biggest since Camby.
I'm the chosen one.
When it hit, you're the chosen
one. Yeah.
But from your perspective, are you the chosen one?
It's going to hit. I'm telling you, it's going to hit. They're all going to know.
Like some Harry Potter shit?
And I'm not going to give a fuck. I am Harry Potter. You heard? They going to know when it hit. They think it hit already because they stupid. People don't understand the game or the politics. You feel what I'm saying? I don't even got no album out, bro. This is all us. This is our mixtapes. You feel what I'm saying? But I found a way to generate some revenue off of this shit, like thinking outside the box and really betting on myself. You know what I mean?
Facts. As you
like
should.
Everybody around me believe in this shit, so we put into this shit. And then we get our returns on this shit. We been all around the motherfucking country twice. Like, ain't nobody giving me no handouts, bro. Like, we paying for this shit off of the music now.
Oh,
so okay. We're not doing bad. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's breaking even.
But y'all know when it hit.
Y'all when see me hit. Now, but y'all ain't see me yet.
I don't even talk to labels because I'm hustling. You feel what I'm saying?
You out here selling CDs.
When I start to, or when something hit, y'all don't know. I'm chilling, though. We working.
So, what you saying that you've been around the country, you've been in the desert?
Hell yeah. I've been to Phoenix 3 times last year, Vegas 2 or 3 times, and LA a couple times, San Francisco.
How you feel about being in the desert?
Man, that shit crazy. Everything out there skinny, bro. everybody out there starving. Yo, the fucking horses thin as hell. The dogs thin as hell. It's 117 degrees. Everybody out there sweating, bro. And they little as a motherfucker, bro. Animals, all that shit, bro. I was moist as a motherfucker in the desert. You heard? For real. I ain't even perform yet. I'm sitting in the green room. I'm drenched. You heard Benny coming that motherfucker like, damn, Bass, you went out already? I'm like, man, hell no. It's 119 in this motherfucker. Watch, you going to be sweaty next.
Any special memories of being in the desert?
Being in that room, sweaty as a motherfucker, man. So, with a bunch of Mexicans with masks on and shit. That shit was different. Mexicans had Uzis and shit.
Yeah, the Mexicans out there was different.
They had some big-ass guns. Them shit was old, though.
Wait, what? Like
the muskets type shit are too old.
No, not that old, but they just got new.
Wait,
shit.
Where was you at when Mexicans had guns?
In Phoenix.
Wait, Mexicans don't have guns?
Yo, the West Coast different, bro. Mexicans, gangsters over there. They're like the cartel or some shit like that, bro.
I'm just trying to understand.
It's like a Mexican mafia.
Was this higher security or just
hell
like,
no, that was like.
Like farmers.
Nah, them niggas was at the show. I don't know what was going on, bro.
Those was just random Mexicans.
I was just there, bro. I was just there. They wasn't random, though. Like somebody knew them. Because they hung out with us and made sure we were safe.
All right, it was for you.
I don't know.
All right, cool.
But they had on masks and guns.
Like, so pretty much post-COVID?
Hell yeah, post-COVID. I don't think it matters. I was in jail in COVID.
They probably would have had masks on anyway.
Everybody did have masks and guns today, low-key.
No, I'm talking about like them Pusheisty masks. Like, that's what I'm it's talking. 119 degrees. These niggas scaring me. These niggas got on masks. Like
them niggas ain't even
winter
sweating.
Masks.
Them niggas ain't even sweating.
In Connecticut, that's a winter mask. You feel what I'm saying? These niggas got these shits on, and it's 119. And they got these big ass guns poking out their little ass pants. They got little tight ass pants and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
With
is
the big
going
ass
on?
Boots, oh, with the Spurs on that
then,
shit.
Man, that's it.
Man, these that's niggas how, are the Mexicans, bro.
That's how the kids dress nowadays.
Nah, them niggas the real Mexicans.
It's in their fucking in the name. I can.
And guns.
It's literally in their
Yo,
name.
Yo, summertime
I can.
Over here is not the desert, bro.
It's not, bro.
That 85 you talking humidity about is not
different.
112.
Humidity is different out there.
I ain't never been in the desert.
Yeah, down that desert shit. We shot a video out there. And we was looking up, like, the animals and shit that they got out there, bro. That shit crazy, bro.
What kind of animals they had out there?
All type of strange lizards and shit, man, with poison on their tongue and shit, man.
They can make it sound like you in an episode of Holes.
Yo, that shit crazy, bro. That shit crazy. Coyotes and shit, man. Shit, like,
you
shit,
heard howling
man,
at night?
Hyenas and shit. I ain't stay out there till night. As soon as it got dark, we got the fuck up out of there. And it's so dark, like, you can't even see in front of you.
You was driving through?
I wasn't driving out there.
So it was really that dark?
I was with motherfucking with BSF. Like, I don't remember who was driving, but I was damn sure it wasn't. I was scared as a motherfucker out there. I was ready to go.
Damn, if it's that dark, nigga, all the jewelry gotta be fucking shining in the fucking night, nigga.
What? You gotta see that shit in the daytime.
Really?
In the desert?
Glistening?
Oh, man, hell yeah, that shit look like them niggas had halos all over them and shit.
The sun that bright?
Yeah, what? West Side Gun at Coachella, bro? That nigga had wings.
That shit was glistening like that?
All that big ass shit, bro, in the middle of the desert, man, that shit looked crazy,
that
bro.
That shit probably looked
I thought I was about to start hearing like church music or some shit.
Like an orchestra.
Or just some shit like, ah. I swear to God.
Niggas gonna start playing the organ. That shit gonna come out of nowhere.
Yeah, bro, that shit different, bro. That shit hit different out there.
So, you did Rolling Loud. How the fuck was Rolling Loud, nigga?
Crazy. That shit was different.
That shit had to be a different stage, what different
is it?
Energy.
What is it like performing in front of people like on that stage?
Shit, I was just like a hype man. Shit, so it wasn't no pressure on me. It fucked me up though, cause it was like that was one of them halo moments. Like you know how people, are, you know, you always hear like somebody say like you blinded by the lights and shit. Like I really was. Like the lights were so bright that I couldn't even see the people, and it was like tens of thousands of people out there.
God damn.
And at one point I couldn't see shit, and then I just seen Benny. That nigga looked like he was just glowing. Yeah, like, he like had like his foot like on top of the speaker, and he was rapping, and I was like, oh shit, like this the big shit for real.
So now you just basically got a drive of like, fuck this, I want this shit more now. I got to do this shit more now.
Yeah, hell yeah, that shit right there was different.
Do you feel like you become a better performer each time you perform?
Hell yeah.
What is the biggest lesson you've learned in the past year?
Go hard.
Go hard?
That's the lesson, man. That's the, all this shit is about going hard in the paint.
Do you ever stop going hard at any point?
Nah, I figure it out.
So it's just, you really just figuring this shit out.
Yo, when I'm in my drought, I work harder than niggas.
Okay. Like, so what does your drought look like?
My drought look like a nigga that's still working hard. Like, you'll never really know I'm in one.
So you're always in a drought?
No, you'll never know I'm really in one.
But mentally, you work like you're always in a drought.
Yeah, sometimes. I got to figure it out. Because it's like I said, I ain't really did nothing yet, like on a national scale. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
top charts,
I'm starting
top
to break
billboards.
Out to like different cities and shit like that, and I'm blessed. And like I said, like we doing all right when it come to this shit, but it's more work to do. It's a whole lot more work to do.
It's just the fucking beginning, man.
Yeah, this is light.
Honestly, dog, I love the trajectory of your fucking career, dog. It's propelling at a very, very, very fast rate. Mm-hmm. Everybody, like your crowd around you just keep expanding every single time that I see you. Your stories keep elaborating. The places that you keep touching just keep expanding. Your fucking passport is going to be so fucking lit in the next couple years that you're going to have to get a new one just for stamps.
Hey, we got to talk to my PO.
Oh, so now we got to work on that.
Get that together.
We got to work on that. My nigga got to leave the country and move even more now, yo. Come right? on, yo. Come on. This is not just for Bae.
We're going to put a petition
together.
This is
for Hartford, man.
We're going to put a petition together.
We all sign that. What, you need like 150 signatures?
Bae's for president.
I don't know. We're going to figure it out.
We're going to figure this shit, man. If they haven't found you on fucking anywhere, on Instagram or social media, where can they find you?
Fuego Bae. Why would it be anything else? I don't want to confuse none of you niggas. I know y'all probably was in special ed.
Niggas just got their GEDs. It's
Fuego
okay.
Bae. Yeah. I got mine. From District
so
11.
So no excuses.
My shit from District 11. You know what that mean? Oh, no, District 1, I think it is.
What's that?
I think they call it District 1 or District 11.
What's that?
DOC.
Okay.
Department of Corrections. That's what they call the school. Unified District 1 or some shit like that. That's what your diplomas say when you get it in that motherfucker. All
right, closing question. Did you actually read a full book of Harry Potter?
No, I never read the Harry Potter shit. I seen a piece of the movies. But I know about the nigga to know that I am Harry Potter.
What's his
wait,
name
what?
Again?
What's
his name
wait,
again?
Wait,
hold on. I know man. Enough about Harry Potter to know that I am Harry Potter.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, I'm a sorcerer.
You're not even about to get into that one right there.
You know what I mean?
That means y'all got to tap in to find out more. That's all that means.
You.
That's all that means. Tap in to find out more, man. Man, he got another fucking meet and greet to going on after this as well. Thank you for making the time for us.
Appreciate
that shit. I got to go do some grown man shit after this shit. I hate adulting.
Facts.
I hope you have a great show tonight, man. And, like, any closing words on anybody else?
Biggest since Camby.
Biggest since Shabba Ranks in 91 in Jamaica. You heard? I run around this motherfucker like Shabba ran around Jamaica when that ting-a-ling-a-ling shit was lit.
Yeah, I heard. And with that, please, with that said, please follow Weed and Whiskey everywhere.
Hey, close it up, bro.
And with that being said, please grab her by the pussy with consent. Have a good one, guys.
Oh, man.